All right, guys, so here's the deal. We're going to discuss the core insurance agency processes. My featured tool today, of course, is the Data and Marketing Supercenter, the CRM that we have, and you'll see how we use the to-do plans and workflows and two-way text messaging and all that kind of stuff. But it's not about the tool. It's about the process, okay? Active members, you can access all of the training aid, scripts, templates, and everything inside of the video and document library. Non-members, you can download the IAN product and services handout, and you can do that by downloading it. If you're on the webinar part, you can download on the webinar. You can text message in to 682-200-1808, or you can send an email to helpdesk@inspirenation.org. Also want to remind you guys that for the next 3 days, 18th, 19th, and 20th, my book, How to Create an Insurance Agency Business Plan, is free on Amazon. And I'm doing that because right now, well, earlier today it was number 4 on Amazon Kindle, and I wanted it number 1, and this is the easiest way to get it to number 1. This is part 2 of a 3-part series. Part 1, which was 2 weeks ago, we overviewed the full daily, weekly, monthly task schedule. We overviewed automation, and on this session and the next session, we're going to train and role-play the technology, task, and conversations that are part of the 20 main insurance processes. Guys, when you are implementing a process, when you introduce and you want to implement a process in your agency, you must understand this, okay, these primary objectives, and that's what does the agency expect the process to accomplish, who is the process meant for, because it's not meant for every single person. What conversations and key points are important, what technology tools support the process, and when should the process be utilized in the agency. Now, each agency process should have a service and coverage weakness component, a sales and marketing component, and a retention component. So I want you to just take a second and think about all the different processes that happen in your agency. If they don't all encompass a service or coverage weakness component, a sales and marketing component, and a retention component within the conversations, processes, tasks, buttons, whatever it is that you're pushing, then that process is not working effectively for you. And you'll see today as we go through the processes, you want it to work effectively for you. So the first process that we're going to go over today is the production forecast, production review, role play, and marketing meeting. We just call it a production forecast meeting. The purpose or the primary objectives of a production forecast meeting are to track the agency's hot leads, to train and role play a process, and then to assign and explain marketing campaigns that staff should implement. And this happens Monday morning. This is the first process that happens Monday morning in an agency. Now, what you're looking at on the screen is the Data Supercenter. Within the Data Supercenter, I know I've got a lot of Data Supercenter users online. Within the Data Supercenter, we have the Deals tab. The Deals tab is what we use to complement the production forecast, production review meeting, because I want to know who your hot leads are. I want to know how likely they are to close. I want to know if you know what your next steps are. I want to know where they came from. I want to know when you're following up. And so I can put that on paper because in the video library, we've got the production forecast, production review training sheet. But in the Data Supercenter, if you're using that, you can also use the Deals tab to make sure that that's working for you. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to unmute someone, and we are going to role play. Cornel, can you hear me, sir? Cornel, are you there?
I certainly can.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Cornel, you're my role play person today on the production forecast, production review meeting.
Okay.
All right. So here's what I need for you to do. You can just make up a client, okay? You make up somebody and say, hey, Billy, this is who I'm quoting. This is who I'm dealing with. This is the product, all that kind of stuff. All right? So you ready?
All right.
All right.
I am ready.
Monday morning. Okay, it's Monday morning. We come into the meeting, and I'm saying, hey, Cornel, good morning. How are you today?
Doing well.
Fantastic. Okay, so Cornel, here's what I need. I need to do a production forecast meeting with you and make sure that we've got the marketing and all that stuff together. So first and foremost, how many hot prospects do you have? I'm talking about prospects that are over 75% ready to close.
I have 3 hot prospects.
Okay, and so I need to know the name of the first hot prospect.
I have Norris Jacobs.
Okay, I just need one at a time. So Norris, let's talk about Norris. Where did he come from?
They were a referral from a prior client.
Okay, gotcha. And what product are we looking at with them?
We're looking at life insurance.
Life insurance? When are you scheduled to follow up with them again?
I am scheduled to follow up with them on Wednesday.
So Wednesday you're going to follow up with them. How likely are they to close?
They are 85% likely to close.
85%? Okay.
Yes.
And when you follow up with them, what methods did they approve? Or are we emailing them, text messaging? What are we doing to follow up?
This follow-up is a phone call I have emailed and text messaged in the past.
Okay, great. What products other than life insurance are you going to try to talk to them about?
Homeowners and auto insurance.
Is there anything that you need from me to help you close this deal?
Yes, I don't want to say a call script, but I need something that will kind of help me in my conversation to close a deal with him.
All right. So when you first talked to him about homeowners, obviously you used the three pots of money, money for you and your family, mm-hmm. money for others, money to repair and replace. What was important to him?
He was more concerned about money to repair or replace.
All right. Has he had a claim in the past?
He has had a claim in the past.
So he understands the importance of it.
That is
no
correct.
Problem. Okay. So what we'll do is let's go ahead and let's role play the homeowner's conversation. I'll give you a script if that's what you want, but I really want you to just kind of flow with it naturally. We can role play the homeowner's conversation as part of this production meeting.
Well, I like that better.
For the sake of time on this audio blog, we're not going to go through an entire role play of a homeowner's sales conversation, but that's all it is. It's a role play of a homeowner's sales conversation so that your team can get a better understanding of situations and conversations that they can have with that particular prospect. After you've finished your role play, the next step is to identify a marketing campaign that you want that particular staff person to work on or implement this week. It can be an X-date process, it can be outbound telemarketing, it can be a drip email campaign, it can be Facebook, whatever it is that you decide you want that particular staff person to engage in when it comes to marketing. And if you do your production forecast meeting Monday mornings, and you do it every week or every other week, you'll see that you have a firm grip on your agency, your staff will be better trained, and you're going to get more total sales in your agency. This is Dr. Billy Williams, President of Inspire Nation Business Mentoring, and thank you so much for listening to the audio blog. You guys have an inspired day.